build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances, plus take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode, let me tell you, has really got me very, very excited. And I'm happy that you all are here and that you're joining today. Maybe this is your first time tuning in. Your very first time hearing my voice. Let me take the time to tell you thank you. I appreciate you for being here today. And whether you heard us by accident, or maybe you've been joining us ever since we've been streaming, however you made it here, I want to take this time to tell you thank you and let you know how much I appreciate you. And maybe you've been streaming for the 4 years that we've been on. Maybe you're streaming right now in Canada, or maybe you're streaming in the Philippines, or maybe you're streaming in the UK, or Germany, or Italy, or Japan, wherever you may be streaming and listening to this right now, thank you. And I just wanted to give you a little shout out. Wherever you are, I'm so happy that you're here. Guys, today's episode is going to be one that you will remember. And listen, well, Travis, man, I can remember all of your episodes. Well, that's good. I'm glad you do. So do I. Guys, but today's episode, man, really touches the heart. It's a little personal. Yeah, today's episode is a little personal for me. So I'm so glad and so happy about that, guys. Guys, people sometimes want to know, how can they come on a show or how can they send me a message? Guys, you know how we do this. Everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. It's about Travis. Look, I know someone that has an interesting story that would be great for your show, but I don't want to come on a show. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. You can still drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? And you can even remain anonymous if you like. There you go. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and play some information from our affiliate sponsors. Once I do that, I'm going to get out of the way because I want to bring our guest on and talk about today's topic. Don't go nowhere, man. We're just getting started. Thank you. Come on in, everybody. We're here waiting on you.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly tmg.com/tellmesomethinggood and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn his commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way.
There it is, guys, right there. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information, where is it? Right there. It's below. Look right there in the chat. There it is. It's right there. And if you're not watching this, listen up for that information. It will be provided to you later. Guys, I know you're ready for this. You've been waiting. Guys, you've been waiting for today's topic episode. Guys, if you did not catch it, today's topic, today's episode, guys, is entitled, not knock your socks off. Guys, today's topic is entitled Singled Out. Yes, singled out. And a lot of times, you might be wondering, what do I mean by singled out? Yeah, you might be wondering, what are you talking about, Travis, being singled out? I know this can go anywhere and everywhere, but you want to know what I'm talking about. Guys, I'm going to play a quick video real quick, kind of give us a picture of what we're talking about being singled out. You've ever seen anybody do this? They're standing on a stage all by themselves, right? They're standing on the stage all by themselves, and they're in the spotlight. They're just standing there. All eyes are on that one person. Everybody in the building is looking at this one person that's standing on the stage. And when he's standing there, everything seems to go quiet because everybody is looking at them. Everybody from the front seat, everybody in the back seat, everybody is looking at this person, and all spotlight is on this one person. One of the things that make all stories stand apart or stand apart one from another are the characters that are in that story. And like any story, there are always a character like that person standing on a stage by themselves who gets the most of the focus and the attention. Now, while this attended extra added attention might become a welcome benefit to many, right? Some people like all the spotlight. Some people like to have the spotlight on them. Some people enjoy everybody paying attention to them. Some people actually do. But what happens when this change, when things change, and instead of feeling special, the person begins having feelings of being singled out, like the person standing on stage? You can say, man, I would love to be on a stage where everybody's paying attention to me. But what if you're not in the spotlight for the right reasons? What if you are not in the spotlight? What if you are being singled out? Guys, according to the website bullying.gov, about 19.2% of students ages 12 to 18 enrolled in grades 6 to 12 experienced bullying nationwide, across the United States, nationwide, during the years 2001 to 2022. Here it is, this is 2024. Can you imagine what those numbers look like now? In today's episode, guys, we're going to dive in and talk about how the isolation
of being alone has an impact on individuals. The ways that we could be targeted, influencing, carried over to people's maybe adult lives or other areas of life, and how do people become targets of others, and how they become singled out. Guys, the support and signs to watch for, and ways to get their power back. Guys, our special guests today have dedicated their lives in the area of, one, is dedicated their lives in the area of public education and Birmingham City Schools right here in Birmingham, Alabama. And the other individual has dedicated their lives to the awareness through initiatives such as the I Stand campaign. Guys, do me a favor. I want to give you a huge TMG welcome for our guests, Miss Trenda L. Owens and Miss Kayla Rimbird. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Are you guys doing good today?
Good. I'm great.
That's wonderful.
What's up? Hey, guys, so if you hear me accidentally call Kayla Rimbert KK, you're just going to deal with that because I've known her for a while. So you're just going to roll with that one. Man, I'm so glad to have both of you guys here, man. Both of you. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I mean that. Thank you. Thank you. Guys, I want to get started. Kayla, you have, this is your first time on the show. Trenda, I know you've been here before. People have seen you here before. I know they have because they talked to me about the episode. Trenda, this is your very first time being here. I'm going to give you a quick minute to just introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are.
All right. Good afternoon. My name is Kayla Rimbert. And as Travis said, I am a veteran teacher. I have taught 30 years in the Birmingham City School District. Recently, I retired on August 30th. So for the last 64 days, I have been a retiree. And
wow.
64 days of really wanting to be back in the classroom. So
Wait a minute. You retired.
Yes.
And now you want to go back to work.
Yes. I love what I do. When you love what you do, it's not a job. It's just an adventure. So for me, it was an adventure. And I like the impact that I made on so many kids. I've taught sixth grade, fifth grade, and I've spent the last 24 years, 26 years in second grade here in Birmingham City.
Yeah, and guys, fun fact, she taught one of my kids. Both. One of them. Why? Yeah. Alex. It was Alex. Yeah, Alex was in your class. So absolutely, guys. There you go. Trenda, give everybody a reminder of who you are and what you do.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you for having me again. Presently, I am a social work educator at my alma mater, University of North Alabama.
Yeah!
Yes. Where I received my bachelor's and master's. Happy to be here. I also do therapy, and I facilitate psychoeducational groups at a local nonprofit here. And I've been doing the I Stand campaign since 2011.
Wow. So she's been around the block, guys, is what she's trying to tell you. She's not new to this. She's saying, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. I'm just not new to this.
That's it. True. Very true.
Yeah.
I like this, guys. So we come on and we talk about bullying. We hear the numbers, Trenda. We hear the numbers, Kayla. And we know those were numbers in 2022. And I know, guys, we know those numbers increase. They increase because children get more kids in school. We have more kids going to school. And we have different factors to play that can cause things to kind of escalate in classrooms, out of the classrooms. I'm going to start with both because this is just really got my mind going everywhere. So, Trent, let me ask you a question. When you hear and you see those numbers that we mentioned, I know there's more. When you see those numbers that we talked about, report of bullying, does it surprise you that numbers like that exist and that they're probably increasing?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. And you said something just a few seconds ago You talked about the different factors. Mm-hmm. So there are so many different factors that's causing that number to increase. And this is according to Trenda. So what I feel according to Trenda is one of my lovely things is social media.
Yeah.
So when you look at I look at rumor spreading and name calling.
Mm-hmm.
Which are right now considered the most common forms of bullying. And so I'm going to attribute that to social media because it's one you can get away with. It's one Absolutely. That, you know, that can go undetected for a long period of time.
Absolutely.
But all
Absolutely.
It takes is a swift click of the button and it goes worldwide.
Correct.
So it's, to me, it's just, you know, the reason for those numbers is just that it's undetected and it can spread so vast and so wide. So, of course, no, those numbers do not surprise me. It breaks my heart.
Right.
But
right.
unfortunately, with the growth, I'm going to say with the growth of social media, I mean, there's no, it's not going anywhere.
I agree with you that. As society grows, and as society grows, and as we lean more on technology, yes. of course, people can do things like that with the benefit, and I say benefit in air quotes here, with the benefits of anonymity. I can do this, and you'll never know who it is, yes. but the damage is still there. How about you, Caleb? Okay, so you 30 years, over 30 years in public school here in Birmingham, Alabama, really in inner city schools. 30 years, you've seen some stuff. Trenda, she can probably identify it long before it even happens.
Yes.
Do numbers like that kind of surprise you from what you've experienced in your years, your career?
Well, just like Trenda said, it's not that it's an alarming thing to us. As we grow now, we see more of that with the media. And with the media, you know, it can be a whole widespread of things. You right. know, one click of the button, like she said, no, it doesn't surprise me. And sometimes school is where a lot of it starts. Being around people, home environment, going home, leaving school and getting into the community. And it's a he said, she said thing. And then it goes to the, now social media, don't get me wrong, it's good for certain things. But when you have a conflict and need resolutions, we feel or we've seen where kids, students, grown folks even as well, go on social media to vent. And when yes. they go to vent, they Absolutely. Don't understand the consequences behind the venting. And the venting becomes, like we said, the bullying. Why? Because now we're hiding behind the media and we're saying things and doing things that are very hurtful to other people.
Yes.
And they don't know how to take it. And one click of a button can be a universal thing.
Absolutely.
It spreads so rapidly, just like a wildfire. And when those kids begin to see how those trickle down, it becomes an interpersonal thing.
Absolutely. It used to be those days where you could identify a bully on the playground or walking the halls. Mm-hmm. Now it's difficult to identify who's targeting somebody.
Yes.
Because yeah. I see you in my same class, Trenda. I see you in my class, Kayla. You're in the class with me. We both go to the same class. And I can bully you from online and go sit next to you in class the next
yes.
day and smile at you and have no idea. It's me. Mm-hmm. It's not just that. It's work. We can work together, and I could go to work with you, and we could have lunch together, see your Facebook page, and I could bully you all from the convenience of my phone, not even my yeah. computer,
yeah.
from my phone. I could be driving down the road, pick up my phone, and say some harsh words towards you, and what's happening with children is they're not dealing with the bully on the playground. They're dealing with the ones that's behind social media with the
yes.
phone in their hand. Because most children, 6 years old, have a cell phone. My grandson is 3. And I said, there's no way you finna get a cell phone this early.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm not going to buy you no cell phone. Even though he knows how to go on and swipe it, you will not be getting a cell phone. And because technology, we lean so heavily upon it.
And I'm not knocking technology. Trust me, I love technology. But because we lean so heavily upon it in our everyday life, mm-hmm. it gives everybody access to everything all at once. And sometimes I learn if you give somebody who's too young or immature mm-hmm. everything all at once, it's not much of a blessing. It becomes more of a hurtful thing to them because they're not mature enough how to use that. And I think those numbers are showing that immaturity is also a reflection of that immaturity level where people still have to grow, where as parents, we still have to do our part in teaching and training our children. We just can't give them a phone or give them a computer and say, just go, get out of my face. We still have to do our part. But you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And I know, Kayla, as an educator, you've seen that. You've seen where you try to give kids homework to go home and for the parents to help them with. And you're like, wait a minute, didn't your parent help you with this? And Trenda, with what you do, social work, you're like, where are the parents? Aren't you helping? Like, what part are the parents playing in helping our children when it comes to things like this? And we talked one time, Trenda, about identifying those things and what to look for. And I know, Kayla, you know what to look for. So it's quite a bit. Guys, I'm loving this. All right, got to ask you guys, because it came across my mind. Now, there are different types and different ways of bullying. Trenda mentioned some of those things. Mentioned those cyberbullying on the internet. You just on there. Social bullying. That bullying. That's when you're excluding people from different things. Oh, we talk to you, but we just want to exclude you. So social bullying. And they all cause harm. Each one of those cause harm. But bullying requires, before you do any of that, it does require singling a person or a group out. It requires singling them out. We're just going to single them out. We're going to identify somebody and single them out, no matter who it is. How do individuals find themselves as a target like this, Trenda? In your experience with counseling and mental health and what you do, how they find themselves a target of a bully?
Individuals are targeted due to visible or perceived differences, meaning appearance, just the way you look, the difference in the way you look, personality traits, social status, or even any type of unique talents or interests. Mm-hmm. You could be quieter, you know. You can be the solid type. You can be the what is called the nerd or the academic type. Whatever is different,
yes,
than just per se the norm, quote unquote norm, you're gonna be singled out.
Wow.
You know, I remember talking, you know, sometimes it's harder for us to talk to our family members.
Right.
So here I am, I'm outside, I'm going about, you know, talking about bullying. But then, you know, I have nieces and nephews that are still in school. I have youth members and church members that, you know, are still in, you know, elementary school and middle school. And then I just became a foster mom.
Yay! At
53. So, you know, things I thought I would never have to deal with personally, you know, I'm having to face, you know, my own child going to school first because she's different. I had to bring her into a new school system. People that she did not know. So immediately we had to have those talks. I had to have that talk with her. Hey, you're new. I'm just going to let you know. And she came from a school system where she just blended in. I knew that, you know, where she was getting ready to go, she was going to be very different. And so I had to make her aware of that.
Right.
Yeah. And sure enough, she wasn't there a good week until she came home telling me, you know, the various names that she was being called. She has a slight speech impediment. I had to make her aware ahead of time that, hey, kids make fun of you
because you speak and talk different. Right. And she began to share with me even where she was. This is reasons why she had been picked on. And so anytime individuals who that, you know, bullied or are labeled as those who bully, they're going to find that one thing.
Yep.
That they feel like they can single you out on,
come on.
That makes you different in the classroom or different in the school or different in the community. Doesn't just have to be at school. Because let me tell you something. I've seen bullying in church.
Man, what you say?
I mean, I go to nonprofits. I've seen them at nonprofits and I've seen them in schools. So a lot of times I feel like schools get a lot of blame, but I'm seeing it everywhere. But the singled out is real, and you have to try to talk to your kids. Be honest. You know, as parents, we see things, but we don't want to address them.
Yeah, we
see that our child is different in certain areas. And we're just going to have to be honest and talk to our children about those differences, but also help them to know that there's nothing wrong with their difference. Right. We have to celebrate.
Absolutely.
So it's about celebrating our differences.
Absolutely. And what use, and I like that point you said, celebrate, because what one person celebrates, the other person will condemn.
Yes.
And that's what happens. It's those very uniqueness, those very unique character traits that we have, that we celebrate. Others will instantly condemn, and that's where that targeting comes in at. Caleb, same thing to you. As a teacher, when she mentioned being quiet in class, you was like, whoa, like you had a flashback. It's like she had a flashback of some stuff she knew. Thousands of
the students over the past 30 years that I had to go to one-on-one and let them know, hey, just because you're quiet, just because you're smart, just because you're different, just because you're unique, that doesn't give anyone an opportunity or a right to mistreat you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we hear it where they're gone to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And as you said, been singled out in the restroom.
Yes.
In the classroom, you mentioned that, Travis, that I can be sitting right next to you in the classroom and hating on you left and right and never know it, because what I've done is I've gotten on my telephone and I've called my friends and I said, you know that new student that just came in? I don't like her. Mm-hmm. You have no reason for why you don't like her. It's because you're different. You may speak different, walk different, talk different, look different, dress differently. All of those things can have other people thinking something negatively about you, and you are quote unquote singled out. Yeah. One of the things that I've always told my students over the past 24 years or so, in second grade, we had a bench outside my classroom. Anytime you want to speak with me one-on-one, if you feel in some type of way, just say, Miss Rimba, can I see you in the hall? And if they go to the hall, I knew it was a personal issue.
Yes, right.
A lot of times when we are talking about kids being bullied, it could be something as simple as a note. You don't bring me this or you don't bring me that. I'm going to beat you up in the restroom, or I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And a lot of times these kids are so scared that they won't tell anybody.
Absolutely.
We can't go home and say, Mom, this girl sent me a note, told me if I go to the bathroom, she's going to beat me up. And you wonder why this child has an issue using a restroom. And he's doing the same thing with the boys. Now you got a gang of people meeting in the restroom. And what are they doing? Everybody is partaking because of one person. Mm. You know, and I always tell people, get to know someone before you go to judging them. Talk to them, because just because I'm quiet doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm smart doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
Right.
Just because I don't wear designer clothes doesn't mean
that part.
I have to talk to my grandkids, Turner. I have 6 grandbabies.
Wow.
I have 5 girls and a little 2-year-old boy. And the thing of it is, if they don't have on designer things, they feel indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
They, I talked to my daughter about this. Why? I didn't buy you the designer things to go to school. School is not what it used to be. And just a simple pair of shoes could cause you to be singled out.
Yes.
Just not having on a Jordan t-shirt, you're singled out. Because your hair is braided or not braided and you got bows or beads, is still a way of singling you out.
Mm-hmm.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a My Lowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals on holiday decor, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Even with your intellectual abilities, you're smart. Or you don't talk to a lot of people, but you're making A's. And people say, man, how you keep getting A's? I study. I work. Yes. But that's another reason why they single you out.
They will.
Because a lot of times it's not even the fact that they dislike you. They are different.
Different.
They want to be where you are.
Yes.
They want to be where you are because they don't know how to express themselves. They think the best way to do it is to talk about you and then ask people to join in.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my students, you're a leader, not a follower.
That's it.
You don't do what Jane and Mary does. You're your own individual. And if you have an issue, there are adults that you can talk to.
Don't you
ever feel like these adults are not here to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And like she also said, you can be singled out in the grocery store. You can be singled out at work. You can be singled out in church. You can be overlooked on a whole lot of things, and people are like, why you never called on X, Y, and Z? Girl, you remember she was this, that, and the other, or he did this, that. You have to know, and people have to know, that just because I'm different doesn't give you a right to single me out.
I told you guys it's going to be good.
Yes.
What the both of you have done, what you don't understand, what the both of you have done, you have helped children, parents, and adults. You have just released those individuals. Because right now, there are parents who are listening that their children are being singled out. And their parents don't know this. Their parents are coming home. They're celebrating them for making great grades on the report card. Oh, great, great, great for you. They're celebrating them, Trina, for all the great gifts that they have and the talents they have. And Kayla, they celebrating it because they did the spelling bee. They celebrate them because they did the math derby. And here it is. Everybody gets celebration at home and in the family. But when they walk out that door, the same things that people celebrate them for, they're condemning them for.
That's it.
All because they really want to do that. They really want to do the mass derby. They really want their promotion. They really want that attention. You know what they really guys want? They really want this right here. They want to be in the spotlight. And because somewhere, somebody didn't let them get in the spotlight. Somebody never celebrated them. Now they're going to condemn those who get there and they try to turn your spotlight into a searchlight and find something wrong with you. Guys, I told you this was going to be some good stuff because adults are getting some free from here. Now, is there anything that an individual, I heard you mention clothes, Kayla, and Trenda, I heard you mention about people being smart. That's last your question. Is there anything, because some people say, well, that's their own fault. That's their fault. They brought that on themselves. And I know, Trina, you've heard it. Kayla, I know you've heard it. They said all the time. They brought it on themselves. Their parents ought to buy them those name brands, and they won't get picked on. The parents ought to stop treating them like that, and they won't get picked on. Oh, I know it sounds strange. Mm-hmm. Or he should stop trying to do so much at work, and we won't pick on him. You know, come on. You know how you do it.
Yeah.
You know how they get everybody at work running a coffee pot and everybody starts talking.
Yeah.
You know, text. Yeah, you know how you do it. Is there anything an individual child or individual can do to try and prevent or avoid this spotlight that is placed on them?
Well, one of the things you have to realize is that Why should I hide my talent?
Come on, man.
If that's where I am, and I still say, accept me for who I am, get to know me. And if you're trying to get where I am, if you come to me correctly, I could probably help you get there too.
Mm-hmm.
We have to let our children be reassured that just like Trimble did it, just like Kayla did it, just like Travis did it, you can also have that same opportunity. Mm-hmm. But in that spotlight, some of those kids don't want to be there. They just think they do. Mm-hmm. And when they see what you have to go through to get there, they get upset. I can't do this. No, this is not what I want.
Oh, this is what you asked for.
A lot of the bullying comes from. When we give them the opportunity to express themselves or be in the spotlight, they clam up.
Yep.
Why? Because somewhere down the line, they've been told they're not good enough. Somewhere down the road, they have been told, you can't do this. Somewhere down the road, someone has disencouraged them into doing all of these things. And as far as these parents buying these name brand things, I'm not one for it. I'm totally against that.
She was never one for it.
I don't see where a pair of shoes make me smart.
Come on now.
And Son John or Boo Boo or whatever it was back then when we were growing up made me a better person. It was just a name. I can put Kayla. My acronym is kind of lovable always. Are you going to buy and wear and it's going to make you Taylor? No, it's not. But the thing of it is, our parents are singling out their children.
Yes.
Sending them out there with false hope.
Girl, you said something on that one.
Excuse me. They're sending them out there with false hope. Put these on. They may not mess with you because they think you got money. It's not about the money. It's not about the look. Mm. If we as parents continue to parent our kids, let them know the reason you're in school is for an education, to better yourself. It's not about making friends. It's not about how you look. It's about what you're going there to achieve. You're going to school to learn, to better yourself, to be an individual that is outstanding. And if you stand out, people see you. You don't have to be in a negative environment to be seen. A lot of times they see your gifts and talents and they still get on you. They still pull on you. They still do things behind your back. They still single you out because you are unique and different. He made each of us individually.
So now, Trenda, is there anything from your experience? I know you encounter a lot of children in a lot of different areas and you meet them where they are. And a lot of times, Trenda, I know you don't always meet kids at their best. I know you don't always meet them at their best. Is there anything that you can see that you say, well, there is their own fault? Is there anything that they can do to not be singled out?
I mean, there are things that, you know, you can teach them social skills. You can teach them things to build their resiliency or cause them to be resilient. One of the things that I am a firm believer on is affirmations or self-affirmations. And I love Kayla. I know the last part was lovable always.
She probably made that up, Trenda.
No, baby, look on my Facebook page. I've been doing this since 1993. Lovable always.
I love it. I'm a lover of acronyms, first of all.
Yes.
But I love the affirmations. One of the things I did, and I want to speak to parents because, you know, it's something that parents can do as well as the children. One of the things we have to be intentional about how we do things with our kids and positioning our kids. One of the things I did was I created an affirmation at the beginning of the year, probably 2 weeks before school started, with my kids, so that they could speak over themselves. And then what I did for me was I turned that same affirmation and just changed a few words so that I could say it to them. And so in the morning, as we're getting ready, they have their own affirmation that I have it typed out for them. It's actually on my phone. They just sometimes grab my phone and they pull it up and they say it to themselves.
And then I, in turn, the first line says, I am amazing and special just the way I am. And what I'm trying to get them to see is, yes, I don't care what anybody says about you. I want you to know, so that when somebody says something negative to you, I want you to know on the inside that you are amazing and special just the way you are. You don't have to change anything about you. Yes, you can grow in some areas if that's what you choose to do. Mm-hmm. You can work on some things if that's what you choose to do, but you don't have to be unhappy or trying to change something just because this group of people will not accept you as you are. And so not only are they affirming themselves, but as a parent, I'm coming back and I'm helping to affirm them for who they are. So yes, you know, when we get into therapy, we show them resiliency skills. We emphasize and help them to affirm who they are. We help them to find the positive, help them to realize that this is a gift. And I love the things that you said. You know, most of the time, those who bully, they're bullying you about areas that they wish they had.
Absolutely.
Amen. Most of the time, they wish they were smart and don't realize they can be if they apply themselves in areas. And so it's just really building themselves up, Travis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, I told y'all, y'all thought I was playing. I told you this is going to be good. What are some ways that either of you have observed in which this singling out has begun to kind of carry over from a child's life to a teenage life to adult life? Because what you have to understand, when kids get bullied, it's a pendulum. It starts here, but it continues to go like this. So what are some ways that you guys have observed, maybe, because Kayla, I know you're here in Birmingham, Alabama, and I know you've seen some of your students before as they got older in high school and as adults. And have you seen maybe where some of those things have kind of carried over into their adult life? How about you, Trenda, some of those individuals that you've seen start off, and have you seen that pendulum kind of go into their adult life also?
Anger, you know, whatever we don't resolve. You know, young people grow up and then deal with that. That's why we have to deal with it when a child is young.
Correct.
And so, you know, even, you know, low self-esteem, you know, thinking when children, you know, come at you from when you're a child to teenager, you start internalizing all
that people man, what you say.
Even teachers, you know, teachers, I applaud teachers, but you have those teachers that play on the same thing that the children are saying, you find teachers saying.
Right.
And so they begin, or parents, let me say that.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
You know, sit down, even when young people are doing their homework, parents can be so negative. And so children begin to internalize that. And when they become adults, you know, you see adults afraid to even launch out and get better jobs or excel in their careers because everything that somebody has said throughout their life, they have internalized that and they begin to believe that about themselves. So it brings on low self-esteem. You have anxiety.
Yeah.
You have adults walking around fearful. Not being able to socialize. There's so many issues that we see that become long term because they weren't dealt with as a child.
And a lot of that, basically, like you said, is because they have not been yet trained. When they are first confronted about whatever it is that causes the anger, we don't address it like we should. Mm-hmm. We allow it to slide. Sometimes we say certain things that kids do is cute. Well, what they're doing is not cute when they begin to progress in age.
Correct, correct.
It's not cute when they go to middle school or high school. And because it was cute from there up until then, they think this is normal and it's not normal. And then when they get out there in the real world at 18, 21, 25, they find out everybody is not into what you're doing that you once thought was cute. Our behaviors are just carried on. They are just a process. Right. I'm a work in progress.
Yes.
I'm a work in progress. And just because I did it today don't mean I want to continue to do it.
But exactly.
Address it. If we never tell the kids, hey, this is not cute anymore. Hey, what you're doing, you can change this. These right. things can be changed. Parents also need to know when these kids come home, ask them how their day went. Get involved. Mm-hmm. And if we're not involved, we're allowing these things to continue. Mm-hmm. Not just in elementary. My babies come home. Hey, what did you learn today? What did you do today? How was your day going? Or what, you know, find a way to talk and communicate.
Yes.
In this day and age, we don't stop to communicate with our kids.
Nah.
We're so busy in our own world that our kids are so latchkeyed.
Yeah.
Latchkeyed.
Yeah.
They're not getting the attention that they need as children to become productive citizens. That's they're learning from the streets. Mm-hmm. And what they see these people in the street do, they tend to carry over into adulthood. You wonder why our kids are not progressing in school, going to college or whatever.
Come on.
Little Johnny saw Big Brother hanging on the corner and he want to be just like him.
Yes,
don't emulate like Big Johnny. Because he ain't doing what he needs to do. We have to have our own mindset. And when we teach our kids, hey, you can be better than that. Mm. My baby brought home a C. So you can do better than that. We have to reaffirm. We have to mm-hmm. put it out. We have to let them know, hey, you're better than that. Mm. You didn't get this far to drop back. It's time
come
to
push on, forward.
We need to know how to work with our children, even if it's just for a moment. Because nowadays we know that parents are going to work when kids are coming home, but yep. as a parent, we still need to find some time.
Yes.
Even
yes.
with cell phones, call Johnny and say, hey, baby, I know you just got home from school. What did you do today? How was your
yep.
day?
Yep.
Let them know you care. Mm-hmm. And because we don't show that, what do? They run out to the streets
yep.
and pick mm-hmm. up these behaviors from other people. There are plenty of children that are running around learning from other kids and they're innocent people. Because they're seeing so much in the street. They're doing so much and then it's transitioning back to the school or over the internet or wherever they are using it. All of this is falling back. As teachers, mm-hmm. we love what we do. We do the best we can. As Johnny Brown used to say back in the day, they sent us the best they have. They sent us lemons and it's our job to make lemonade. How sweet or how bitter your lemonade is depends on how you're reaching and teaching those kids. Touch the lives of those children. Why am I here? Is it because of the 8:50 or the 7:45 to 3:15? Why am I here? Why do I come to work each day?
Come on,
is it because I want a check? Single me out for that one little check. No, I'm here because I want to make a difference.
That's
so
it.
When we decide we want to make a difference in the lives of our children, we give it our best.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. And then when they go through counseling, should they have to, we're getting a second reaffirm. Hey, somebody else sees what they see, what we saw, and we want you to get this help because you can be anything you want to be if you put your mind to it. It's a mindset now.
Yeah.
See?
Everything we're doing is a mindset.
Guys, I told you this was going to be great. You guys touched on social skills.
Yes.
When we don't address it and it continues to go over, social skills are impacted. You find adults who can't have an adult conversation.
Yes.
You got adults who talk as 30 years old, talk like they're 16 years old. 45 years old, you talk like you're 8 years old. And let me tell you something. And I've seen this education-wise. It stunts them educationally because then, let me tell you something. Wherever that person was bullied, let me help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologist says trauma starts there.
Yes.
Wherever that trauma starts, that's where your mind, that's where the brain will put a bookmark at that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to understand is your developmental part of your brain
begins
to stop right there. And mm-hmm. it'll take everything on top of that. Now, what you have to understand is this. That 8-year-old that was bullied is still there. That 8-year-old bullied you is still in that 45-year-old woman, that 45-year-old man, and something will come and it will trigger it. And you're mm-hmm. not talking to that 45-year-old person.
Yes.
That 8-year-old person that was bullied will come up and start talking to you. They can have a conversation as an adult. They can conduct affairs as an adult. It's hard for a person that's been bullied to confront the fact that they gotta pay a bill every month because they feel like they're being bullied. Why you gotta call me all the time? Because you feel
you
are not enough. You feel that you're so inadequate that you can't make the right decision. There are people who feel that way right now. Those social skills have been underdeveloped.
Right.
All because, and I'm gonna free everybody up right now who's watching, who's listening. Let me free you up right now. It's not your fault.
It's not
your fault what happened to you. It's not your fault what they said to you. All this time, you have been living under the disguise that it's been your fault, that you're a terrible person. I just don't make good decisions. I just can't keep up with that. What really happened that made you think that you can't do that? Because your brain is just as well developed as anybody else's. It is not your fault. Guys, listen. So, Trenda, you have established the I Stand campaign. I know about it, but there are people who have not heard about it who's listening, because since the last time you've been on this wonderful show, Trenda, we have grown amazingly. We have almost 47,000 downloads around the world.
That's
over 2,000 countries, over two dozen countries in the world. So there's a lot more people who haven't heard you, okay?
Okay. So,
the I Stand campaign, please explain what it is and what part it plays in bringing awareness and education to bullying.
To simplify the I Stand campaign is simply taking personal responsibility and ownership is what that I is for our actions, making choices, making right choices and wrong choices. I stand for right. I stand against wrong. But what we do, we've created a bullying prevention initiative called BAE.
BAE
is a two-fold acronym, meaning bullying affects everybody. And because of that, be kind, act respectful, and express compassion. It's based on three values: kindness, respect, and compassion. And all we do is we go into communities, nonprofits, organizations, churches, schools, collaborate with schools, just teaching and talking about those three basic values. I think if we can get back to really standing on those values, imparting those values into our young children, our middle school, young adults, and us as adults walking out those values in front of our children.
Yes.
And we will see the reduction of bullying.
Absolutely. Guys, before we get out of here, I want to ask you, each of you, this question, because it's one of my mind. We talked about different ways to identify targeting bullying, how it happens, where it occurs. And we also talked about how it goes like a pendulum, how it goes to other people's lives. But what I want to close out with this. What are some ways, Trenda, that we can help get their power back? What are some ways that people who've been that way, or been bullied, been targeted, or children who've been targeted, now the parents have talked to them, they talk to the teacher, they talk to the principal. What are some ways, Trenda, they've seen you, that you would tell the child, how to get their power back? Because at this point, they feel powerless.
Mm-hmm. Well, we as adults, we have to help them. They can't do it on their own. It's our responsibility to help them. And we do that by creating safe spaces for them. And people say, well, what is that? Just giving them the opportunity to talk and create that space where they can talk and talk freely about what's going on with them. Give them that environment to say, hey, you know, I'm going to respect you. Even those who are a part of this environment, showing them what it is and teaching them what it is to respect each other, uniqueness, their differences, who they are. But we have to create that environment for them. Even in schools, we have to create, you know, I say to principals, you being the head, I learned a long time ago what the head do, the body will do, or the people will do, or the team members will do. Superintendents, principals are responsible for creating the environment for kids to feel included,
right?
To feel free enough to be themselves,
right?
Bring them whole, their whole selves to that. So it's I'm going to put that responsibility on us. And then as young people and as children, I just say, you know, accept yourself for who you are. you were called to stand out and not to fit in.
Kayla, real quick before we get out of here, what's something you would tell your students, or how would you help guide your child, your student, to get their power back?
Well, one of the things I did a couple of years ago was I did what we called a stay in and talk to me, conflicts and resolutions. I did a couple of questions talking about how you were being singled out, what could you have done differently, how can we move forward, and all of those different things. And I would do it separately. The first time it would be the girls tell me, why is it that we have such an issue dealing with people that we don't like, and for what reason? Give me some reasons. Then we talk about, well, how could we have approached this differently? The same thing with the boys. And then when we see where we got the conflict and interest or have it and they are singled out, we bring those kids back to the circle. And now it's us trying to work out resolutions. How is it that we can make this partner them up? Let them work with those kids. Let them group up and let them spend a day with each other and let them see, hey, she wasn't as bad as I thought she was.
Exactly.
Now we can see the mindset. She just told me a tale. She always said you were such and such. I like you. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is where I said at the beginning, learn an individual before you go to judging them, because what you're going to find out is it's not what it looks like. Sometimes we just have to be separated away from the bad influence.
Correct. Correct.
Pull that bad apple out and leave you in so you can see these people for themselves. And I group them, send them out in the world.
That's it.
You travel them for a day. You stay with them for a while. And then when you get, then when you go to group, you see that they can't even stay away from each other.
Yeah.
All they need is positive reinforcement. They need someone that cares and that can see that there are some issues going on, and this is how we resolve them. We come together. We're here to build up, not to tear down. We're here to make friends, not to have enemies. We're here to learn and not to fail. So all of these things work hand in hand. When you get ready to go down the hall, that's your pair partner. When you get ready to sit and do silent reading, that's your
peer partner. That's your partner.
When you help with that math, that's your peer partner. So now when you start integrating them with that individual, they find out it's not as bad as it seems. You're not out no more. You're paired up.
You're paired. Guys, I'm going to get ready to get out here. Guys, before I say this, guys, real quick.
I like it.
Thank you to both of you for being here today and sharing your experiences and sharing what you do and your passion. Your passion comes out in what you've been saying. Like, for both of you, your passion has been coming out in what both of you say. You can hear your experience. You can hear you truly do enjoy doing what you do. So thank you both so much for being here. Kayla Rimmer, Trenda L. Owens. Yeah, I'm going to throw that middle edition. The show was wondering why I do it, because I am Trenda L. Owens. Up in there.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm going to say this real quick. Don't go nowhere, guys. I know you got to get out of here real quick. Don't go nowhere. I want to say this while we got out of here. I'm going to pull you off camera real fast. Guys, it starts with one person, one moment. But being singled out for bullying can feel like an eternity. It can feel like it never ends. Guys, let me help you out. Every person that has ever been bullied, every child, every adult that has ever been bullied, I want to go ahead and free you up today. You're feeling right now that, you know, you've always been picked on. You've always felt like something's wrong, and you think that something is wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. This is a time that you get your power back. I know they tried to steal your voice. They tried to steal your personality. They tried to steal who you were. And all these times, you've been thinking, you've been making these decisions because that's who you were, but you've been making these decisions to protect yourself from the next bully. This is the time that you get your power back. You won't be silent anymore. You don't have to be a silent victim anymore. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Don't forget, you can stream right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. I'm going to get out of here. But it's always imparting. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace. Oh,